We're beginning Vein Yaakov on Shabbos. And Vein Yaakov begins with a conversation between Rav Chiya and his nephew Rav. Rebbe was in the middle of giving a shiur, and Rav suddenly comes up with a question out of left field, and Rebbe answers him correctly. Amar li Rav Chiya l'Rav. So Rav Chiya, the uncle, tells his nephew Rav, Bar Pachtei, son of giants, which was the nickname Rav Chiya used to give Rav, because Rav Chiya had a half-brother and a half-sister. His father married a woman who already had a daughter, and then he already had a son from a previous marriage. So the son from his first marriage married his wife's daughter from her first marriage. He was the shared brother of both of them. But them two, they weren't related at all, right? The woman's daughter from her first marriage married the husband's son from his first marriage. So they're not brother and sister. Their parents just happened to get married, but Rav Chiya was their brother. Because when they wed, they had a child named Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya was a half-brother to each of them, and then them two got married and had a son named Rav. So he used to give Rav that nickname, Bar Pachtei, son of giants. So he said to him, Lo amin alach, didn't I teach you, Kikai Rebbe beha masechta lo tishayre b'masechta achite? When Rebbe's busy teaching one thing, don't confuse him with another masechet. You can't ask him out of left field something that's not relevant. Dir malav adatei, maybe he's not going to get it right. He's going to give you an answer. If Rebbe weren't such a giant in Torah, you'd embarrass him. He'd give you an answer, and his answer would be wrong. And then you'd embarrass him. So you see, sometimes even a great rabbi like Rebbe is asked a question, and he's not focused, he's not holding where you're asking him, and he might give you an answer that's not right, and then he'll be embarrassed. But he did get it right. He gave you a correct answer. And in the Gemara, Rav Chiya goes on to prove that Rebbe's answer was correct. But he says, you know, Rebbe's an exception. And even Rebbe, you shouldn't do this too. When you're learning, ask him on target. And that's a halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. There are laws about what you're supposed to ask as you're learning. And one of the rules is you're supposed to ask on subject. If you're asking something that's totally disconnected, so maybe the Rebbe's focused on one thing. And when you try to shift the focus of the shiur, so he's not going to be concentrated, and he'll end up giving you a wrong answer. So that's the first story over here in Gemara Shabbos. Now we got to go to Meir.